These are the Hours News headlines. The United States imposes economic sanctions on Yugoslavia, canceling trade and assistance accords in response to renewed fighting there. After weeks of disagreement, it now appears the next phase of Middle East peace talks will open Tuesday here in Washington. That's the news on The Voice of America. I'm Victor Beatty in Washington.
You are tuned to the inaugural broadcast from one of the Voice of America's new Botswana relay transmitters. Today only, we are presenting between 23 hours UTC Friday and 3 hours UTC Saturday, a selection of programs previously broadcast by the Africa Service of the VOA. Starting at 3 hours UTC Saturday and daily thereafter, these transmitters will join others, bringing you live VOA programs to Africa in 5 languages. English language programs will be relayed from Botswana on these new frequencies. 7265 kilohertz from 3 to 5 hours UTC and 15445 kilohertz from 16 to 22 hours UTC. French language programs will be heard on 17870 kilohertz from 18 hours 30 to 20 hours 30 UTC, 17870 kilohertz from 20 hours 30 to 21 hours UTC on Saturdays and Sundays only, and 17870 kilohertz from 21 hours to 22 hours UTC daily. Portuguese language programs will be broadcast on 15370 kilohertz from 4 hours 30 to 5 hours UTC, 15370 kilohertz from 22 to 23 hours UTC, and 17870 kilohertz from 22 to 23 hours UTC. Swahili language programs will be aired on 17705 kilohertz from 16 hours 30 to 17 hours 30 UTC. And Hausa language programs will be relayed on 17870 kilohertz from 20 hours 30 to 21 hours UTC from Monday to Friday only. Remember, these new frequencies from the Voice of America Botswana relay transmitters begin operation Saturday, December 7th, and are in addition to our other frequencies. Now stay tuned for a repeat of a previously broadcast VOA program. The latest Voice of America news will be heard at the top of the next hour, UTC.
Hello and welcome to Women's World, a program of news by and about women in the United States, Africa, and the Caribbean. Our program today will focus on women and AIDS.